Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. What's up, everyone? Thanks for joining me for another episode of Revived Motherhood. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're going to be talking about motherhood mentorship. Do you have one, and are you one? Over the last few years, it has been such a passion of mine to come alongside mothers and encourage them and equip them in their calling as moms. Especially in these last few years of this ministry, I have seen just how much there is a lack of spiritual motherhood mentorship. I didn't have someone that would bring me up and encourage me as a young mom to my first daughter. And even now, I can't even tell you how many messages I get on Instagram of mothers who feel so alone in this journey, and mothers of older children that say that they wish that Revived Motherhood was around when their children were young. And it made me realize just how much of a need there is for spiritual mothers being mentors and helping equip mothers in raising the children that come up after them. Because unfortunately, we have such a lack that our young moms are running to Facebook groups to share their vulnerability. And because groups don't personally know individuals or their hearts, their vulnerability is often met with judgment, quick, and unintentional comments. When really, what these moms need is someone who will come alongside them, encourage them, lovingly correct them, and equip them. And that type of training is so hard to encounter on social media. Proverbs 27:17 says, "Iron sharpens iron, so as one man sharpens another." Do you have someone who will come alongside you to equip you, not just on your motherhood journey, but your spiritual one as well? And are you that for someone else? We are so consumed by social media that we are forgetting about the moms in our community that desperately need our encouragement. We've forgotten the benefits of having real relationships and to be vulnerable with people in a small circle who actually know your heart behind your vulnerability. Now, I love social media. I've met my best friends through social media, and we talk and have community daily. I have the honor of encouraging and equipping over 1,000 moms every single day. I have the privilege that I would not have, most likely, if it wasn't for social media. But we also need to have people. We need to have people and to be a person that reaches out to our neighbors and to encourage and bring a meal to the new mom at church or invite the mom sitting alone at a play date. I feel like so often we can put these things off because they're daunting. Right? I'm naturally a very introverted person, so I get it. But especially as of late, I have felt the leading for one-on-one time community. It's as simple as having one mama over at a time for coffee. Invite one mama at a time for a picnic at the park. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but a bunch of little moments of community that equip, encourage, and builds. And if you don't have a circle of community, please reach out to me. I'd love to be that to you, especially until you have a little community of your own, because obviously in-person community is best. But if you don't have that, please, please reach out to me. I hear from moms all over, and it is just such an honor to be able to encourage them and equip them, and I want to do that for you as well. My heart behind Revived Motherhood is so much more than ministry, but community to build up, to encourage, and to equip. And if you feel like that you don't have that, if you're not getting that, please reach out to me so that I can be that to you as well. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful Tuesday. I hope you don't mind my big pregnant breathing person right now. I feel like it's just going to get worse. So if pregnant breathing is a trigger for you, you should just hold off on listening until the next 3 or 4 months or so. But if that doesn't bother you, I hope you were encouraged. I hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday. And yeah, if you're not following me on social media, every Tuesday I will post a picture and I will post to my stories and ask you guys for your feedback on our podcast so that you guys can tell me your thoughts on the podcast. So when you're done here, head on over to my social media and let me know what you think. Start a conversation. I'd love to hear from you. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. If you would love to connect with me on Instagram, I'd love to have you. You can go follow me at Revived Motherhood. We have a fun community over there, and you can find daily motherhood encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't, and share with your friends. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me, and it would also help this podcast get in the hands of other moms who might need encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Love you guys. Bye.